Some researchers find it more than coincidental that the militarization of the nation's police coincided with heightened public awareness of the globalists' designs and public debate concerning what President George H.W. Bush described as the New World Order. It should be further noted that the aggressiveness of police has followed training by Israeli anti-terrorism experts, as will be detailed further on. All this militarization began in the 1990s when Congress, sidestepping the 1878 Posse Comitatus law that prohibits the U.S. military from policing the American public, authorized a military transfer program to aid local police against well-armed drug gangs. This delivery of military equipment continues today, although FBI statistics show crime has fallen to its lowest levels in a generation. Police departments across the nation say they are simply preparing for worst-case scenarios by building up combat equipment. Captain Tiger Parsons of the Buchanan County Sheriff's Office in northwest Missouri, which now possesses a mine-resistant truck, says, "When you explain that you're preparing for something that may never happen, they get it." But not everyone agreed. Police Chief Ronald E. Teachman of South Bend, Indiana, declined the offer of a mine-resistant vehicle for his city. "I go to schools, but instead of a war machine, I bring green eggs and ham." It is true that, with the possible exception of certain large cities, the vast majority of the nation's officers have not, and most probably will not, fire a weapon in a real-life situation. But they all have been conditioned by cop shows on TV to anticipate high-speed chases and gun battles as normal daily activities. No longer do police officers present themselves at a person's door and respectfully ask questions after showing proper identification. Today, many citizens, whether guilty of some crime or not, are rudely awakened by busted down doors and pointed guns in the hands of an armored SWAT team.